This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available through Harris Farm Market stores. Forget tariff tantrums as China's small luxury boom is screaming for Aussie and Kiwi artisanal food brands. While the US flexes its economic biceps with another round of tariffs on Chinese goods, on the ground in China, no one's reaching for American brands. They're reaching for boutique gelato, matcha lattes, and high-end snacks with a story. According to Chinese trade expert Ian Langridge, who was in China during the US's so-called Liberation Day, the vibe wasn't one of crisis, but one of quiet confidence. China has been preparing for Trump 2.0 and his personal global war on trade. Everywhere I look, there are opportunities for growth as doors shut to some and open wider to others, says Ian Langridge. And one of those wide-open doors, Australia and New Zealand. Unlike the US, both countries still enjoy tariff-free access to the Chinese market. If you're in premium food, drink or wellness, this is your moment. Forget the handbags. Chinese consumers are shifting to small luxuries, which look like everyday treats feeling indulgent but intentional. Think functional teas, artisanal chocolate, boutique spirits, wild honey, premium plani-based ice cream. Whether you're a regenerative chocolate brand from New Zealand's Otago or a bio-fermented drink startup from New South Wales' Byron Bay, now may be the best time in a decade to engage Chinese consumers directly, especially those looking to replace symbolic spending with smart indulgence. People are shifting to small luxuries, ice cream shops, boutique tea and coffee, spending on premium food and beverage rather than another handbag, adds Ian Langridge. This isn't just a passing fad, it's a consumption reset. The loud status symbols are out, quiet quality is in. Why PFN's watching closely? China's consumers are trading down in price, but up in meaning health, provenance, and experience matter more than logos. Australian and New Zealand producers already have clean green credibility. The FTA still holds. No tariffs, no drama. What's selling now? Premium treats with function or flair, regenerative, fermented, or biodiverse origins. Snackable formats with a luxury edge, products reeking of a health, sustainability, or heritage story. So while the US and China keep swinging, Aussie and Kiwi brands can sneak in the side door, armed with flavour, values, and zero tariffs. The world's biggest market is leaning in. The question is, who's brave enough to lean back? Coming soon, Vitel, Planet Food's smart trend tracker, will cover real-time China export shifts, trade access insights, and consumer patterns. Get ready to plug in. Audio sponsor's link is at bottom of article.